Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as of yet. This is talking yet future in John's mind. This will be during the tribulation period. But receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Again, it's talking about the tribulation period. The Antichrist is the beast. And these shall have one mind, these 10 kings, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they that are with him are called and are chosen and are faithful. Let me just stop right here. We did a lot there, and I got 5 minutes, and I'm gonna finish this today, so help me. Again, let me give you this overview. You see the woman who's all these false religions of all time riding upon this beast who's the Antichrist. For the first 3.5 years, the Antichrist, they're riding on the back of the Antichrist, okay? He's allowing them to worship ever how they want to, freely, but he is slowly taking control. In the middle of the tribulation period, we find, look at verse number 16. It says, and they shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire, these 10 horns and the beast. They hate this whore. So in the middle of the tribulation period, they're going to turn on this world religion of all the different isms, and it's going to become a one world religion, all worshiping now the Antichrist. Remember, we read about the false prophet and all, how he's going to set up that idol and you have to worship him. Are you following? This is all taking place now because the Antichrist has used these religions for his own good for 3.5 years. He's gained kingdoms and these kings under his control, and these kings have given him now the power in the middle of the tribulation period, and he takes over the world. He becomes a world leader, and we find out in chapter number 18 that it becomes one world economy. So here we see one world church. That in the middle tribulation period, everybody has to follow the Antichrist or receive the number mark of the beast 666. Or remember all that? Or they'll be destroyed. They'll be martyred. But I want you to notice something really interesting. In verse number 14, it's speaking about Armageddon and the Revelation. Again, it's just a picture, a prelude of what we're going to read in chapter number 19 about the end of the tribulation, about these kings and the beast are going to come to make war with the Lamb, with Jesus Christ, and try to overcome him. But he's going to defeat them at the Battle of Armageddon. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Why is that so important? Turn me to Revelation chapter number 19. Again, with this in mind, it's still in context. We're not twisting scriptures. They're going to make war with the Lamb of God. And it says that with him are called and chosen and faithful. In Revelation chapter number 19, let's begin in verse number 7 quickly. And let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, speaking of Jesus Christ. For the marriage of the Lamb is come and hath made herself ready. Now this is a scene in heaven. While the great tribulation is taking place on here toward the end of the tribulation, we're seeing a great marriage supper of the Lamb taking place here. The judgment seat of Christ has already taken place. People ask, when is the judgment seat of Christ for believers? It's during the tribulation period. While everything's going on here on earth, the believers are at the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema seat. Well, we see in verse number 7, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife hath made herself ready. I'll go a little bit farther when we get in Revelation 19 about this. And to her, to that bride, was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings. Now, look in verse number 11, very important. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And we read later that on his vesture is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming in his revelation. And he doth judge and make war. Verse number 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Of course, we know what's named there, and his name is called the Word of God. And look at verse number 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. These are the ones that we read about in verse number 8. He gave them that fine linen, white and clean. Wait a minute, Ronnie, I got to keep going, okay? You asked me after Sunday school, okay? Okay, and so we see that a vast army is following Jesus at Armageddon. I'm of the belief, and we'll show this in chapter number 19 in a couple weeks, that these people are not only the bride of Christ, but these are the faithful ones. Not every believer is going to be in the bride. Not every believer is going to be in the bride. They're going to go to heaven, no doubt about it. But that's what the judgment seat of Christ is all about. It's there Jesus chooses from among all the saved his bride. And we see that in Revelation, it's here in chapter 17, verse number 14, that they're called, they're chosen, and they're faithful. Let me ask you a question. Do you know a lot of believers who are not faithful? They're going to heaven, but they're not faithful. In chapter number 19, it talks about the wife hath made herself ready, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. That's their deeds and acts. Salvation is a gift. Bridal identity is earned. Let that sink in. It's very important. We'll get more into it when we get Revelation chapter number 19. Not everybody is going to be in the bride. We read, blessed are they that are called to the marriage of the Lamb. We just had a wedding here. Yesterday, I have a thank you note I'll read, and I got to close with this. Had a wedding here yesterday. There were people that were invited to the wedding. They weren't the bride and the groom didn't send invitations to each other. They sent them to the guest. Are you following the parallel here? Jesus is not inviting the bride to the wedding. He's already chosen her. He's inviting guests. Blessed are they that are invited, that are called to the marriage supper. They get the view, and man, what a glorious time that'd be. And I can't wait till we get chapter 19 to make it a little more clear. But I want to tell you that these folk who in chapter 17, verse number 14, the key word, they're called, they're chosen, and they're faithful. Verse number 15, I got to quit. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are people and multitudes and nations and tongues. These are multitudes of nations. And the 10 horns which thou sawest on the beast, which are yet, people think it's that European market or whatever. I won't go into that. I don't know. The Bible does not say, so I can't be specific. They think it may be the European Union, 10 nations or whatever. The Bible does not say. I don't want to speculate. These shall hate the whore, shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her with flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts, he uses unsaved people for his judgment sometime, we see it here, to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. So now the Antichrist from the middle of the tribulation on is ruling the world because the kings have given over to him their kingdoms. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth, Babylon. And the Antichrist will become the world leader here in the middle of the tribulation period. And I gave you this poem last week, and I'll repeat it and we'll close, about the woman riding on the beast. When I was a kid, I learned this. There was a lady from Niger who smiled as she rode on a tiger. They went for a ride. They came from a ride with the lady inside and a smile on the face of the tiger. One day that beast is going to eat that lady that's riding upon her back, and that beast is the Antichrist. And that, so you have a mindset. You don't have to fill in all the blanks. There's a lot of details here. But you have an overview of what's taking place here. And I said all that to say, I'm glad we're going to be in heaven when all this is taking place. I read about the marriage supper lamb and all. What a glorious time that's going to be. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, for scripture. Lord, for what's laid out in the future. But Lord, it's important to us now, Lord, that we be prepared for your coming. Perhaps there's somebody here this morning that doesn't know you as Savior. Lord, I pray that today be that day that they call upon your name. Bless our morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.